Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are many who will listen after the fact. But right now, there's just a few of you. And I'm going to ask you to open your eyes during this channeling, this meditation. And I want you to stare around you. And I'm going to ask some questions. For the listener, we are at one of the most pristine places in the country, which is New Zealand. There are many places like this, but this one has been chosen as the first one we would come to. Its name today is Milford Sound. I want you to cast your eyes upon what you see, dear ones. Those who are not here have no idea of the energy that I'm going to speak of. They can't see what you're seeing or feel what you're feeling. For the last few hours, you have cruised the sound, looking at the waterfalls and the beauty, all that is around you. You've seen the pristineness, and you've felt the energy. No one listening to this can duplicate what's happened to you in the last few hours. Not only that, the trip here was filled with awesome beauty. If you had to define the feeling in your heart, as you look at the grandness here, what words would come to you? Beautiful is not the word I'm looking for. Grand is not the word I'm looking for. Because it affects your heart, your very soul is affected. What is it, dear ones, that you feel? How can you have an emotion if it's just beautiful? There has to be something else. Some of you, tears would well up when you would think about what you were seeing. So let's talk about the first one. The crystalline grid of this planet is active here. Even though the crystalline grid remembers humans and human emotion, it is part of the grid which you call that which is Gaia. And they are allied. And it speaks to you here. It talks to the human emotion and the soul, and it broadcasts benevolence, compassion. I want you to look at what you're staring at now and feel the serenity of compassion. Is it possible that the earth pours to you a message? That the wind that you hear whispers something to you? What if it whispers that which is benevolent or compassion, or perhaps it even has a message of what really happened here? As you look at the mountains and the water and the waterfalls and you feel the serenity, let me ask you, how long do you think it has looked this way? Has it looked this way for 30 or 40,000 years? And the answer is yes. Is it possible that the ones who came here first, even before the indigenous you think are indigenous, the ones who came here first, did it look this way? And the answer is yes. And so what you are looking at might even have a memory. Dear ones, we told you long ago that these islands called New Zealand follow the currents from Hawaii. Even the indigenous that are here today claim they came from the Pacific Ocean. And they have named that name in their language, Hawaii. We've given you the history of who was here first. And it was Lemuria. And some of you are going to feel that in this first channel, in this first message, as you gaze upon what they gazed upon. Is it possible it is even etched in your Akash because you were here before? You might think, what are the chances that they would come to this particular sound? Of all the fjords that they could choose, this particular one called Milford Sound has carried with it a sacredness that they all felt. Ceremony was done here. The same kinds of ceremonies that were done in Lemuria were done here. They had to acclimate themselves to an entire different infrastructure of nature. But it wasn't that different from the tops of the mountains they had in Lemuria. Now I want to take this somewhere in this channel, dear ones. Many people wonder about channeling. How is this going to tie in to anything? Is it just going to be talk about beautiful things? There's a lesson here. And here's what I want to tell you. What you feel here, does it have any negativity? In nature, there are always things that balance themselves, and some of you would say they are negative. What the animals do to one another, even to survive, what the birds do, what nature does, the volatility of so many things, and yet you sit in the sereneness and the peacefulness. It doesn't yell at you, does it? It cuddles you. It holds you. It sings to you. It presses upon your heart, doesn't it? There is a message here because, dear ones, this is the Gaia model for the new human. Who is your favorite master who walked the planet? Who is your prophet? You may say, well, I really don't follow it. I didn't ask you that. I said, who's your favorite? Which one would be the most peaceful and serene? Which one would have the most love? It doesn't matter because they all had something in common, dear ones. This is the model for mastery. Imagine a human being who also doesn't yell at you. But just by looking at you, you can feel the serenity, the benevolence, the beauty, the smile. Can you look upon the mountains right now and feel the smile? Because there's joy here. Not just history, not just Lemuria, not just nature. But joy. The model of the new human sits before you as Gaia shows you the way. Imagine a human being with this much peace and this much serenity. Imagine a human who doesn't worry about what's coming. There are so many things here that Gaia has experienced. And even the years that you have been here as a human, and yet today you would never see it, you don't know it. Each day, it's a smile. And we want you to see this and feel this through the whole trip. Some of you will be seeing more of this later. When you look at the lakes and you see the mountains and the vertical drops and the waterfalls, you see the majesty of color. Can you see that in a human? Is it possible that the human could have this kind of serenity, lack of fear, beauty, and joy? And the answer is yes. And it isn't just personified by the masters or the prophets of old. For this is where humanity is going. An alliance with Gaia. This is the model. It always has been the model. Isn't it interesting that humans will climb into their vehicles and drive for hours just to sit at the base of the mountain to have it talk to them or hug a tree, not understanding or realizing that the message of the tree is become like me. The message of the mountain and the wind, become like me. This will be the message for the entire trip. There are some places on this planet that you want to sit and listen to. And this is one of them. Congratulations for being in the right place at the right time and getting a unique message for you. And finally this. Is it possible that Gaia, in its purity, could have messages for your Akash? Messages for your future? And the answer is yes. You are allied with this grid. It knows you, it knows your soul, it knows why you're here at this shift, at this point in time of history. I challenge you to listen and hear what it might have to say, and it'll say first, you're dearly loved, just like I do. And it may give you insight. It may help you drop your fears. It may tell you that all is well. And if it does, dear ones, and you let it, when you go back home and open the door of that which you call your place of residence, it's going to be there with you too. For Gaia is Gaia. It's a friend. It's a model. It's beautiful. Let it continue to sing the song of compassion and benevolence and instructions on the new human. Listen to the birds and the wind. All that is here and allied with you. Dear ones, if humans are the season, Gaia is the reason for you. It allies with you. You're the reason for the season. But Gaia is your partner. And so it is.